You're listening to sermons from Bethany Baptist Church. For more information, visit us at bethanychicago.org.
Well, today we're going to go through that. That is the topic, a saint who perseveres. So the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints is, it's in the Bible. But I don't want to like define what that is, but I want to show what the scripture is teaching or is modeling on Timothy. And there are a lot of things you're going to find in the life of Timothy, because Apostle Paul is writing to him and he's saying several things about the character of Timothy and the things he's doing, he's believing, his life. But I'm just going to talk about a couple of things, and this is not things to do to be persevere as a saint, right? I'm not giving you duties to do, but I just want to see the life of Timothy as an example that we can learn something, that we can evaluate, right? So let's go through that and let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 to 17. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Let's go through these verses this morning, and let's ask to God, the Holy Spirit, to help us understand these verses. Thank you, God, for this morning, for these wonderful privileges of sharing the word. Lord, well-known verses, but so deep knowledge that we need to understand what was happening here between Apostle Paul and Timothy as a young pastor. And today, this also applies to our own lives. So help us, Lord, to have assurance on the salvation we have in Jesus Christ, but also to examine our hearts and also treasure as the most valuable thing in our lives the scripture, because Apostle Paul is exalting what the scripture is doing in the life of Timothy. So help us, Lord, to understand and also find very practical applications to each of us this morning. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just as farmers, students, and athletes have to persevere to successfully achieve their goals, every Christian must persevere in the way of God and His Word. So we need to be consistent, to have consistency in the Scripture. This is not just a book to read on Sunday, but this is our hope. This is the foundation of our decision-making in life. And whatever problems we're going through, the scripture is the one that has given us hope, peace, and assurance for future and present. And whatever we did in the past too. Well, 2 Timothy, when Apostle Paul is writing these verses, it has been 5 years since Apostle Paul gave Timothy the first letter, the first instructions. And this time, when Apostle Paul is writing this letter, he's in jail. And in these verses, before the text we're studying, the verses before, Apostle Paul is addressing and is attacking to the false teaching that was going on in those days. And he's talking about how many false teachers are saying things and are deceivers and also teaching deceptive doctrines. Well, after he is discussing and illustrating various aspects of false teaching, Apostle Paul now is making a contrast in this verse. So verses 1 through 9, he is talking about false teaching. And verses 10 to 17, he is talking the other side of the coin, which is the right and the correct doctrine. And he's saying, well, Timothy is having a sound doctrine, and then the other side is false teachers. So here's a contrast between, and Apostle Paul is making it very clear. Verse 10 says, you, however, so the other side, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness. So the role that the scripture plays in the development of the maturity that Timothy is having is crucial. It's the most important thing for Timothy as a young pastor and as a Christian, more than anything, to be mature, to be a Christian that is persevering in the doctrine. And this is characteristic we want to have. We want to be described as Christians that are persevering in the doctrines, because this is a fruit or is a sign that we are staying in Christ, right? Today we will learn what it means to persevere in the Word of God, which is what Timothy was doing. And, well, let me read some of a quote of the Westminster Confession of Faith that says, those whom God has accepted in His beloved Son, called effectively and sanctified by His Spirit, cannot totally or finally fall from a state of grace, but they will certainly persevere until the end in that state, and they will be saved forever. So that the Confession of Westminster, what it's saying there is that the one who is in Christ will be in Christ all the time. So what happened with those who didn't, or those who ran apart from Christ? And we are seeing that today. People that were pastors for 20 years in a church, or were teaching, and they finally say, I'm not a Christian anymore, or I believe something else. So the Bible is saying is those never knew Christ. And in that day, the Lord is going to say, apart from me, because I don't know you. So the Bible clearly teaches us that those of us in Christ will remain in Him to the end. Not because what we do, but because what He did. And because what He did, we do what He wants. However, this has to motivate us to walk in obedience to His commandments. Because of the assurance we have in Jesus, then we are motivated to obey the commandments. And we love the commandments of the Lord. And one of the most important aspects of our lives as believers is to persevere in the Word of God. So when we know that God saved us, we love the Word of God, because that is what is giving us the assurance. So we want to remind that all the time and seeing it from different perspectives again and again, the gospel again and again, daily studying and tireless pursuing God's will in the Word. So now let's see Timothy and his example of perseverance. We can't see all the details, but we're going to see three mainly. So, signs of a saint who persevere, like Timothy. Number one, This is very interesting. He follows a leader in the faith of Christ. So what Timothy was doing, he was following not just Jesus, but he was following the teaching of Apostle Paul. And this is not a heresy, because Apostle Paul was teaching the teachings of Jesus. And this has an application. We're going to say that at the end. In verse 10, he says, "You, however, have followed my teaching." Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy, "You are following my teaching." And then he says nine things that Timothy is following on Apostle Paul. So Timothy is looking at Apostle Paul, and he's doing those nine things that Apostle Paul mentions. Let me just, as an example, give three. Number one, he followed the teaching. So in the previous verses, the Apostle Paul is mentioning, he's referring to Jannes and Jambres, who in the Jewish tradition were the magicians who opposed Moses in Egypt. When Moses was doing miracles in front of Pharaoh, these two magicians were also doing magic or whatever we're doing to oppose to God himself. And now Paul's command is not to be like those false teachers, Jannes and Jambres. To not be like them. In contrast to these men who serve the evil one, we should be like him, like Apostle Paul. This is the teaching of God's word. Teaching is only based on what the Holy Scriptures expose. So it's not about the teachings of Apostle Paul, what he believes, but what he believes is the Word of God. So finally, the foundation of the beliefs is the Scriptures. Is it for us today is the Bible. So we can read other books, right? It's important to read other books, but we have to evaluate, and anything who opposed to the Scripture, to oppose to the Bible, shouldn't be there. We shouldn't believe in that. In that way, the Bible is the norm of life and the foundation of the believer. So what is the foundation of your decision-making life when you are choosing where to work, where to go on vacation, where to leave, or whatever decision you are making in your life? What is the foundation of your decisions? We can see on Jesus Christ's decisions, the foundation of his decisions were the Word of God. He was here to obey God's word to death. Number two, on the following of the teachings of Apostle Paul, is he followed the behavior. He says, "My teaching, my conduct." He's saying he's following the conduct of Apostle Paul. He's imitating Apostle Paul's conduct. So Paul urges Timothy to follow his example. And also is very similar to what appears in 1 Corinthians 11. When Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." I think that wouldn't sound good in myself if I say, "Be imitators of me as I am an imitator of Christ." Because in our context, or at least in my perspective, that sounds very pride, right? Like, I am so be like me because I am following Christ. But I think Apostle Paul can say it. He's an apostle of Christ. And we should have inside of ourselves that perspective and say, even though I'm not saying it, with my behavior, with my conduct, I should say, "Be imitators of me. I'm worth to be imitated because I'm following Christ's example." Right? And also Jesus Christ. I want to go several times to Jesus again. And And well, he's Jesus, he's God, of course, he's worthy to be followed. But he had 12 close to him, and all of them wanted to be like him. And he showed them face to face, and he walked with them, he ate with them, he slept with them. And they were trying to follow his example. Number three, from those nine, you can see in your house the other six, but follow the purpose. He says, my aim in life. So Apostle Paul had a call from the Lord, a particular call. He was called for the Lord to be an apostle to whom? To the Gentiles. He also shared the gospel with the Jews, but he was mainly there to share the gospel to the non-Jews because they were ignored. And he said, the Lord called me to share the gospel with the Gentiles. And that's my aim in life. But we have a goal, as all as believers, we have one goal. And this is to glorify God. So that is the aim or the goal we have as believers, that we have that in common. But we have a particular call from the Lord. Each of us, God is calling us to something. Some of you are students, some are working, some are retired, some live in McKinley Park, some live in a different neighborhood, some live close to downtown. But the Lord is calling us to those people close to us in different ways. And Apostle Paul is also talking about the different gifts that the Lord is given, the Holy Spirit is given to each person. So we have the same goal, which is glorify God and share the gospel to everyone. But God is calling you to a very specific purpose. So what is the purpose of your life and inside of the circle of glorifying God? To what the Lord is calling you. And then the next question will be, are you doing that? Are you working for that call of the Lord? If you already identify what the Lord is calling you to do, are you doing that? And Timothy was doing exactly that. He was pastoring a church, and that church has plenty Gentiles also, and Jews probably. Okay, so but after that, after following a leader, so being accountable, that's very important. That's the first thing we have to learn. We need to be accountable to somebody. Even if it's a pastor, so I'm sure Pastor Daryl has somebody to whom he has to be accountable. And I need people in my life to whom I can talk about very personal things. And I specifically have two persons. I have Pastor Daryl, and I have another friend who is a pastor in Birmingham. And I can call him anytime and tell him I need to talk. I need you to pray for me for something very specific. And he can call me back also for something. So very important to persevere. Number two, sufferings and persecutions. So this is not like something very pretty, right? Let's go to 11, verse 11. My persecutions. So however, you have followed my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me. And he mentioned three places. So you have followed my persecutions and sufferings. So this means Timothy was aware of what happened to Apostle Paul. But he also was ready to follow his example. So he was ready to suffer and to be persecuted. So it is a very negative from the nine things Apostle Paul is mentioning. This is the first two negative things that he mentioned in verse 11. So let's talk about persecution. Paul suffered persecution repeatedly during his ministry. And in verse 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, the Jews called the whips, the 40 minus one, like the punishment that they were given, because they were assuming that 40 was enough to kill a man. So they weren't given 40, but 39, right? So before dying. So he received that five times for the cause of Christ. Also, Apostle Paul says that he had been beaten with a rod, and all of this for the cause of Christ. Paul preaches in the middle of persecution and knowing why he was doing it. So he would step back if he wouldn't have his foundation in the word, but because of his call and because whom he was following, which is Jesus, that also he died on the cross, he knew what he was doing. He knew, he was aware of the persecution that could come. And finally, he died. Sufferings. Then he says, apart from persecution, he says suffering. Paul remembers the suffering that he suffered in three different places. He said, Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. Which persecutions I endured, he said. Probably because these three places were particularly rough for him. Well, also to the Corinthians, he is mentioning some of the things he went through. He said, I suffer for the cause of Christ, shipwrecks, dangers of rivers, dangers of thieves, dangers of the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the desert, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers, at work and fatigue, in hunger and thirst, in many fasts, in cold and nakedness. So that's a good list of suffering from Apostle Paul for the cause of Christ. But his conclusion regarding the sufferings he had is, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's what it says, the verse, right? Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So are we ready for that? Probably in this country and in our context, we're not going to go through that. But we should be ready. We should be aware of what the followers of Christ, the disciples of Christ, were going through. And also we should be aware and be ready to do that. So then the small things in life are going to look like very small. And I feel bad because I didn't suffer as Apostle Paul suffered. It's like my life is so great. I didn't have all those things that Apostle went through. I don't have that testimony. But we have different ways to suffer. We have different struggles. And the perspective is the same. I'm going to suffer for Christ. And then, enjoy the victory. He says, well, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learn it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So the end of the persecution and suffering that Paul suffered are described through this phrase. In 2 Corinthians he says, and from all of them, the Lord delivered me. So he suffered. He was beaten. He suffered different ways. But he says, and from all of them, the Lord delivered me. And we can say the same thing. From all the sufferings, the Lord will deliver us. Whatever you are going through, the Lord will deliver you. Paul was clear about his purpose, and even though on that island he was bitten by a daily poison snake, you remember that? He was not hurt because His time had not come. And so that the power of God was manifest and the glory was for God. So he suffered for the cause of Christ. Number three, study the scriptures with consistency. So this is just the verses we read, verse 14, 15, and 16. So be consistent in what you have learned. Right? Bad men and deceivers are deceived, and they are not guided by the holy scriptures or the holy teachings. But the faithful and sincere believer is guided by the scriptures, and he maintains and imitates and has intimate communion with the word of God to understand the will of God and how him is working in his life. In the case of Timothy, he had gone through a long educational and a spiritual process since his childhood, and this is reflected in his faithful ministry. So what Timothy is doing is obeying the doctrine, he's remembering the gospel, and he's searching for holiness. In verse 14 and 15, it's telling us that he is obeying and he is persevering in the doctrine. Timothy has a doctrinal background and has been convicted for the word and for the instruction of his family and also for the instruction of Apostle Paul himself. Then Apostle Paul says that he has to remember the gospel. So here is an apostle telling to a pastor that he has to remember the gospel. It is not that Timothy wasn't saved. He was a Christian. He was a follower of Christ. He was a disciple of Jesus. But Paul reminds him that by the knowledge of the word of God comes the knowledge of Christ, and is by faith in him that he has salvation. Because he says, which are able, talking about the scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So that's the purpose of the scripture, to give, to show Christ and give you salvation. Because the scripture is showing you your condition. It's telling you, you are a sinner and you need a savior. And that savior is Christ. So repent from your sin and come to Christ. So that's exactly what Apostle Paul is telling to Timothy. Remember the gospel. John, the Apostle John, writes in John 20, chapter 20, and also in 1 John chapter 5, the same thing. And he's saying, the purpose of all these writings to you, Christians, because he's writing to Christians, is I write these things to those who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that they may believe. So he's repeating two times the same thing. He's saying, to those who believe in the Son of God, the purpose of the scripture is that you believe again. So the gospel must be remembered every day in the walk of us as believers. Jesus Christ did exactly the same thing. He had an aim in life. His purpose in life was to obey the Father. And when he was teaching again and again and again the gospel from different perspectives. Sometimes he talked about farmers. Sometimes he talked about sheep. Sometimes he talked about water. Different perspectives to teach the same gospel. And in third place, he's talking about searching for holiness. Apostle Paul is telling to Timothy that he has to search for holiness. The scriptures have a great impact on the life of the human being. Correct the way for man to live according to divine design. Verse 16 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So this is what happened. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they sin. They fall from the presence of God. And then God provided his word to this point when we have the Bible, what we call the Bible. And this is good enough for us as people to be perfect. We know we can't, but that is the design of the scripture, to be perfect in the presence of God, because he has given us his righteousness, but also because of the commandments of God. That is the purpose. That is exactly what verses 16 and 17 are saying. So it is very easy to describe how Timothy is following the example of Apostle Paul and how is he being a good Christian. But we have to make it personal. How about me? How about this passage? What is God telling me? And how I'm going to address the issues that I have, the sin that I have, the struggles that I'm going through. So we're going to go again to that contrast in the verses 1 through 9. I'm not going to be like those false teachers that were looking for their own good. But I'm going to be like Timothy, looking first for God's will in the Bible and persevere on the studying of the scripture. And I want to close saying Psalm 16:8 that says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. I'm going to say it again. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. So finally, the perseverance of the saints, it's a work of God's grace. So we have to encourage one another to persevere in reading the scripture and studying God's word. So this week, let us read the word, hoping to hear the voice of God and the will of God for us. But also remembering that our perseverance depends on God himself. He is the one that is keeping us safe because of his sovereign work in us. So he's going to take care of you. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this morning and for your word, for such an encouragement for us. Because we know we have to work hard. But also we know that you are the one that is putting that desire in our heart. Thank you for your church. Thank you for this local particular church in McKinley Park, all the things you are doing at Bethany, for leaders you are raising up, for kids that are learning the gospel and understanding, for teenagers, for retired people also. They are being a great example for the young people too. Thank you, God, for your church and for the leaders, and also for that assurance we have. We just are so full of joy because of what you are doing, Lord, to keeping us safe. And because with that, we have that hope we one day will see you face to face and we will worship all together. And everybody's going to recognize that Jesus is the Lord. And in the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany. We invite you to worship together with us on Sundays. For more information, visit BethanyChicago.org.